Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. A family trip to Florida took a dark turn for one British family when the father figure was accused of attempting to drown his daughter-in-law, as reported by local authorities. Mark Raymond Gibbons, 62, is now facing charges of attempted murder and two counts of felony battery following the incident that unfolded at the Solterra Resort in Davenport, located about 40 miles south of Orlando. The confrontation reportedly began as a verbal dispute between Gibbons and his daughter-in-law, Jasmine Wild, centered around his will, according to an incident report from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. As tensions escalated, the situation turned physical. At one point, Wild's 9-year-old daughter witnessed the altercation from inside their vacation home. She dashed outside, jumped into the pool, and attempted to pull her grandfather away from her mother. A bystander later informed deputies that Gibbon pushed the young girl aside because he became forceful and trying to submerge the young girl's mother under the water, holding her head underneath the surface for several minutes. The witness stated that she saw Gibbon push Wild under the water, hold her there multiple times, and noted that he also scratched Jasmine on the face. Concerned for Wild's safety as the situation intensified, the witness instructed a friend to call 911, fearing that the man was going to drown the woman. According to Wild, the argument with Gibbon escalated while they were discussing his grandchildren, leading him to allegedly push her down into the water multiple times, saying, "I'll kill you." During a post-Miranda interview, Gibbon reportedly acknowledged the argument over his will and admitted to pushing the woman under the water, quote, a few times, but insisted that he never intended to kill her. Deputies observed that Gibbon had no physical visible injuries, while Wild had a scratch on her chest. Following the interview, Gibbon was taken into custody at the Polk County Jail, where he is being held without bond on charges of attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this. A famous fashion designer was tragically discovered dead on board a boat at a yacht club just days after celebrating the debut of her stylish lifestyle brand at the upscale Hamptons Resort. Martha Nolan O'Slattery, 33, the creative mind behind the fashion label East Times East, was found unresponsive on a vessel docked at the Montauk Yacht Club shortly after midnight. Despite the efforts of Good Samaritans to save her, East Hampton Town Police declared her dead at the scene. The circumstances surrounding her death remain uncertain and will be investigated by the Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office. Witnesses at the scene described the boat named Ripple as a party boat, with one boater telling locals that she heard screams when the woman's body was discovered. Nolan O'Slattery's passing occurred just weeks after she proudly shared the grand opening of her pop-up shop at the resort and Southwater Spa. On July 1, she expressed her excitement on TikTok, stating goals achieved and inviting the public to visit her new store featuring bikinis and beachwear. Many in the affluent community are now in shock, grappling with the sudden loss of a well-known Manhattan resident who had been described by locals to the New York Post as a very friendly, always smiling, upscale, important woman. There will be plenty of discussion about this, one local remarked. A frequent visitor to the yacht club claimed that Nolan O'Slattery's boyfriend owns the boat, which is registered in Long Beach, New York. The source noted that they often observed the boat owner appearing intoxicated. As Nolan O'Slattery lost consciousness on Monday night, witnesses reported seeing the boat owner running outside naked, shouting, "That's my girlfriend," while seeking assistance from other neighbors. "We come here every summer and nothing like this has ever happened," one boater reflected. "The police have been here all day since 4 a.m. While the investigation carried on into the early hours on Wednesday, officers were seen interviewing guests at the Montauk Yacht Club, and caution tape was up around the yacht. Despite the ongoing situation, many in the affluent enclave continued their daily routines, relaxing by the pool or enjoying meals at the yacht club restaurants. Some very concerned, some saying the police will handle it. Violent incidents are rare in this upscale Long Beach area, known for its extravagant mansions and fine dining. The Montauk Yacht Club attracts a host of influencers and celebrities during the summer months, offering luxurious amenities such as spa services, a pool, beach access, harbor cruises, biking, and yoga. Rooms at the prestigious club are priced at around $2,000 per night. Police say the investigation is ongoing and no further details have been released at this time. And now to Illinois. Authorities are still searching for a Naperville woman who was reported missing on Wednesday. On Monday, the Naperville Police Department conducted a large-scale search of the Springbrook Perry Forest for 46-year-old Simni Abseda. Despite the day's efforts, she remains missing, but Police Chief Jason Aris says the search will continue. In a statement, he said, "I understand that there is uncertainty surrounding Simni's disappearance. It's very concerning, and I assure you that the department is doing everything they can to find him. We will continue to follow up on any leads and lean on the expertise of our partners." The search involved the Naperville Emergency Management Agency, other law enforcement agencies, and more than 40 trained volunteers, including canines and drones, to scour the area. Obsidi is described as a black female with black hair, brown eyes. She stands about 5'6". At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a long-sleeved black Adidas jacket, gray sweatpants, a black headscarf, and black Crocs. She was last seen around 9:20 a.m. on July 30, walking away from her home near the 2100 block of Sudbury Street in Naperville. Anyone with information is asked to reach out to Naperville Police at 630-548-1421. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.